Heidi and Frank Show, former Strike Force bantamweight women's champion, Misha Tate, is going to be fighting. Let's see, who is she?
How badass she looks in that picture.
Undefeated contender Kat Zingano in the second women's bout in UFC history. We have Misha on the phone. Hello, Misha.
Hey, Misha.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good.
Awesome. I mean, you have such a sweet little voice.
But she's a badass,
but
Frank.
She can kill you with her bare hands. What music do you walk out to when it's fight night? What's your song of choice?
I like Fly by Nicki Minaj and Rihanna.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah.
Because looking at your picture here, I think you need to walk out to Brick House.
My God.
Think about that. She's a brick. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Were you always
consider
like,
that just for me, okay?
Misha, were you always in good shape growing up, like all through high school and all that stuff? Were you always sort of fit?
I would say so, yeah. I was always a pretty active little kid, a lot of energy, and, you know, I went straight into sports in middle school, and I've always been, active.
Were you the only girl on your high school wrestling team? Because it says that you joined the wrestling team. Were you the only girl on the team?
I was, consistently, yeah. We had some other girls kind of float in and out, but I was the only one to do it all 4 years, and...
Can you imagine? Frank was on the wrestling team,
too. I was a wrestler.
Can you imagine, Frank, if Misha Tate had been on your wrestling team?
I'd have got her in the Saturday Night Ride. Remember that move back in the wrestling days?
Yes, I actually got pinned by that once in, like, 18 seconds, like, against a varsity guy that was, like, way bigger than me. It was the most embarrassing.
What is the Saturday Night Ride?
I'll show you later, Heidi. I'll show you later. What weight class were you in high school on the wrestling team?
I was 130, 135, 140, 145.
Yeah, I was 145 my senior year, too, so we probably could have faced off against one another. Did guys sometimes forfeit and not want to wrestle you because it was a gender thing?
If they did, I didn't know about it, but I do know a couple of the Christian schools, they weren't allowed to wrestle girls, so they had to forfeit.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Because the Lord doesn't want you.
Wrestling.
Because I'm guessing that Saturday Night Ride, ride move is something special.
Yeah, the Lord looks down on that particular move.
Yeah.
Misha, you got a big fight coming up this Saturday at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. It's the second women's UFC bout. I mean, 157 was with Ronda Rousey. And you fought Ronda before. You're not fighting her now. This is basically the winner of this fight against this girl, Kat. Is going to be the next coach on the Ultimate Fighter, right?
That's right.
I know you want to win this fight. Are you looking forward to doing the whole coaching thing? Have you done that before?
I haven't, actually, and I am looking forward to it, but at this point, it's kind of like you got to put your work in before you reap the rewards, and so I really just have my focus on Saturday, kind of very short-term goals at this point, and then... Once I get my first UFC victory, then I'll really kind of celebrate and get really excited about all those other opportunities.
Now, Misha, I don't know your background, so I don't know. Are you friends with Kat at all, or friendly?
Friendly.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, because I was always wondering, it's like...
quite a long time.
But, okay.
You know, we have never really hung out, per se.
Okay. Because I was wondering, like, if I would go in the ring, I think it would be hard for me... Even though I know it's a competition and all that stuff, and I'm super competitive, but I think it would be really hard for me to truly kick ass if I'm in there with a friend. I don't think I could be friends with somebody who I'm... Because you're going in there to destroy. So, I think it would be hard to be friendly, right?
There's definitely a switch you have to flip, you know? Mm-hmm. And you can't think about anything else. You can't think if they're your friend or enemy. You really have to try to separate the emotions. And it's definitely a learned skill.
So have you been in the ring before with a friend fighting?
Not a close friend, no. And, you know, I usually try to avoid that because I do think it would be kind of difficult to have someone that's a really good friend to actually fight them. So a lot of the girls in my weight division, I just kind of, I'm friendly, but I purposely don't try to, you know.
You don't get together and, like, have dinner and drinks
and stuff like that.
Come on. Yeah.
In UFC 157, when Ronda Rousey was in her fight, there was a close wardrobe malfunction with her top at one point. Are you aware of that? I mean, are you making sure that you have on the mightiest sports bra of all time, or is it just something that might happen and who cares, keep fighting?
I'm actually very conscious about that, and I knew that before she even started fighting. I could tell the way that her top was sitting, that it was really low, and I was like, my gosh, she's going to totally have a wardrobe malfunction when she was just kind of dancing, you know, jumping around in there.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I was like, I could totally tell.
Ooh.
But I'm pretty covered. You know, I double up, and, you know, a lot of times I even use tape and things like that just to make sure that even if something was to come out, that I would be covered.
Yeah, because that's the last thing you want to worry about. I got to go in. I can't worry about my nipple popping out when I've got to go in and kick your ass.
Exactly.
Put an eye out.
Right.
Seriously.
Now, this Kat Zingano, she's undefeated so far. I mean, you have a wonderful record of your own, 13-3, and she's undefeated. Has she fought the caliber? I mean, is she ready? Do you think she's ready for this, or do you know that? I mean, you've been in it for longer than she has, and everyone's going to get their first loss at some point.
Exactly. No, she's never fought anyone on my caliber. I do know that she's never fought anyone ranked in the top 10 at 135 pounds. And I really believe this is going to be a step up, not only in competition and facing myself, but in the UFC. You know, she's also never fought for any big organization. So this is going to be a lot of tests, you know, a big test for her.
I mean, it's big for you and it's big for her.
And I think everybody wants to see your rematch with Ronda. I mean, I'm looking through this fight for you, and I'd love to see you and Ronda on The Ultimate Fighter being coaches and then have that finale, you know, culmination when the coaches fight, because I think everyone would want to see that. It's going to be a huge fight. Probably, I bet that will be the biggest pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I think so.
You got to win, Misha. You got to win.
We don't really like each other, per se, so... It would make for good TV, I think. And
now, when you guys fought last time, and she did she dislocate your elbow?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Now, were you trying to tap at that point, or you weren't going to tap, and she dislocated it?
I was not trying to tap.
You weren't going to tap out. You were like, you're just going to have to pop it out.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I know. I was watching that fight, Misha, and I was like, I thought, just as a viewer, I thought, oh my God, she just broke her arm. But then you know, you hear later it was just dislocated. I love when people go, it was just dislocated. I'm I'm sure it's still
her. Yeah. I mean, he's talking about giving me the willies.
Yeah.
But Misha, good luck on Saturday. We're rooting for you, okay?
Thank you.
And that's April 13th. That's this Saturday at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Misha Tate versus Kat Zingano. It's going to be the Ultimate Fighter. Winner also will be crowned. And so it's going to be a big night. Uriah Faber's fighting that night. Yep. He was on the show yesterday. So good luck. We'll be watching you, okay?
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Misha.
Thank you. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.